USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump took part in a live stream briefing at U.S. Southern Command on Friday that highlighted a new counter-narcotics operation that has detained more than 1,000 drug traffickers and robbed the Venezuelan government of illicit profits. The president saying this is all helping to limit the number of overdose deaths in the United States.
Last year, 70,000 precious American lives were taken because of the poison the cartels bring into our country. Under my administration, drug overdose deaths fell for the first time in nearly 30 years.
Councilwoman Sylvia Garcia is demanding the Department of Defense order an independent investigation into the death of Fort Hood soldier Vanessa Guillen, the Texas Democrat meeting with the Army Secretary and other officials at the Pentagon on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Tropical Storm Faye is bringing heavy rainfall up the mid-Atlantic coast. Faye is currently 40 miles southeast of Cape May, New Jersey, and moving northward at 12 miles an hour with 60-mile-an-hour winds. Tropical storm warnings are in effect from Delaware to Rhode Island. There's an update on a potential name change for the Washington Redskins. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
It looks like there's a front runner on the new name for the NFL's Washington franchise. According to multiple reports, the Warriors name has burst onto the scene as a potential candidate to replace the Redskins, which has been used since the 1930s. There are also reports that owner Daniel Snyder has been looking at that name for a number of months. Big-name retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Target, as well as Nike and Dick's Sporting Goods have removed all Redskins merchandise from their websites due to the current name.
According to ESPN, no matter what the name change is, they will stick to that burgundy and gold color scheme. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he can hardly wait to debate President Trump, and President Trump has said the same thing. This comes on the heels of some Democrats saying they'd like to see the debates happen only if certain conditions can be met, to which House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox News,
It is only Democrats that are so fearful of their nominee that they literally write, do not debate, do not come out of the basement, do not talk, because you can't hold a rally because no one's going to show up. You have no ideas. And what you stood for the last 40 years, you have to change. That shows the strength. What I truly believe is what President Trump is talking about rebuilding, renewing, and restoring America. We've watched that more than 7.3 million jobs created in the last couple months. We've watched him be able to combat a virus from a foreign land that we didn't invite, and we're going to defeat it together. Those are the ideas of the vision of what we want for the next 4 years instead of hiding and actually pledging not to come out or not to talk. That's fearful of even having the job or fearful of knowing who this nominee is and what they stand for.
United Airlines says they have reached an agreement with the pilot union for allowing early retirement and voluntary furloughs. The tentative plan is similar to packages offered by Delta, American, and Southwest, will be passed on to union leaders for their signatures next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.